Right, am I ready to go in then, or?
I think you are. Hold on.
Yeah, we can leave you to it.
You're happy just to talk, are you?
I'm happy just to talk, if you're happy to listen.
Yeah, do you want us laughing in the background, or should we just keep quiet?
You can do whatever you like, I don't mind. It's you can just... whatever.
Okay, we might leave our mics open, if that's all right. Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay, well, that's fine. Right, that I'm going to get on my show then. That's
please
right.
Go for it.
Okay, then. Before I start the show, actually, I've just got to say something. I got emailed a very serious email this morning from a Formula One team owner, actually. So I'm just going to read out this email, and I hope any of you can help this. So here we go. It says, "Dear listeners of Size Podcasts, I appeal to you as actual Formula One fans to help my cause. My associates and I are desperately looking for a close friend of ours who tends to go missing for 2 hours every fortnight on a Sunday afternoon. Sometimes it's every week, but not all the time. It depends what our big bosses want to choose. But over the summer, he only did it once or twice. But if you do see him, his name is Mr. R. Kubica, and we need him back as soon as possible. So please, if any of you find Mr. Kubica on a Sunday afternoon, because we certainly can't find him, contact Mr. M. Tyson or Mr. N. Flanders, 741 Evergreen Terrace, Springfield. The unnamed team that I'm part of, which I've kind of given away by now, we would greatly appreciate you finding Mr. Kubica for our whole Formula One thing, which we are kind of giving up soon. But after that, we're more than happy for him to disappear, so don't worry about that. But we need him at the moment. Although, please be warned, his disappearing act is starting to wear off on other people around him, namely Italian trains and German dogs and red and white cars. So, thank you, diddly-oo." That was the email I received from this unnamed team owner, who shall go unnamed, despite naming him twice in very different names. And on with the show now, I think. It'd be the best thing to get on with. And it is, of course, a lunchtime comedy half-hour comedy half-comedy hour show. It's not just me talking. I'm obviously going to be talking for the next half hour, but I'm going to be keeping an eye on the comments. I'm also going to be keeping an eye on Twitter, so if anyone wants to message me at Lucky Muse, hopefully a nice message would be appreciated. That would be really nice. But you'll see later on in the show, I might actually get some of the ideas from people commenting and people who message me, if that's all right with everyone. Hopefully everyone's enjoying their lunches. I've just had mine, as you know, rushing through it to get back after I heard my name on my laptop shouted out in the comments.
Someone forgot he was doing a show.
Shh, I'm not allowed to say that. But obviously it's not lunchtime everywhere in the world, so if you're aiming, it's like 10 o'clock in the evening and you're having your lunch, then fair enough. I'm not saying I influenced you, but that's not my problem. But the next half hour is going to be all about Formula One, and it's been pretty, you know, we've had a lot of politics this year, and it's been a bit annoying at times. I say a bit annoying, that's understatement of the year. But, let's just have a laugh at Formula One. Let's just see the funny side of it and just try and see the funny side of it before I nearly bring up my lunch there. That was quite worrying. hopefully the next half hour, I won't lose my sanity, you won't lose your sanity, and we'll get on with the show. And first of all, I was going to talk to you. Oh, no, actually, I was going to say the original idea for this show was to do a Photoshop show. But it's a radio show, so that's probably the worst idea in the world already. But never mind. What I wanted to start with is just go through with everyone a couple of ideas I had for Formula One, because, every year or so we get these ridiculous ideas from Bernie. Medals, obviously. Next year we'll probably have Bernie deciding to put his face on every car so we remind it's his sport. But I've got my own ideas, and I think it's worth sharing with everyone because they're just as mad as Bernie's. I think they're brilliant, but obviously completely mad, as you'll find out. The first idea I've got is the button. Now, don't get worried, Lou. It's not about Jensen. It's just his name, Button. That's just a massive coincidence. It's got nothing to do with Jensen Button. I'm not going to mention Jensen Button anymore in this idea. Jensen Button, there we go. I said it again already. But what it is, the button, the FIA and the stewards, they get a button. Oh, see, we're already getting there. They get a button that causes a random event to occur on the track. So the random event could be press three times during a race if they wanted to. at any time during a race, and it can cause one of the following results when you press the button. It could cause, number one, cause a random engine in a car to stop completely. So you could be driving along, having a fantastic race in first, 42 laps ahead of everyone, and then your engine could just go, and you know, you can nothing you can do about it because the FIA don't like you. The second idea could be, two, when you press the button, to send water onto the track at every single corner, just for the hell of it, just to have a laugh, just to see what happens. It would probably cause chaos and a race would undoubtedly be red flagged, but never mind, it would be quite funny. A bit of entertainment in the Formula 1, I suppose. The third idea the button could do is make a car invincible, invisible, and mega fast for a lap. So, you could be driving around, they press a button, all these horns go off and all the hooters, and then someone goes completely invisible. They just drive through everyone, they go into the lead, and then it could easily be a Force India or a Toro Rosso, just in last, next lap, in first, thanks to the button. It's a genius idea, I reckon. It gives the smaller teams a chance. It's revolutionary, I reckon, but, you know, obviously the FIA don't think that, and invisible cars aren't part of technology at the moment, which kind of sucks. The fourth idea, this is actually quite terrifying, so apologies, but it has to be done. The fourth thing that the button could do is go to an FOM shot of Anthony Hamilton and that woman in, wait for it, double thermal. not just all these crazy colours, in some kind of double thermal to create the most terrifying effect that will probably drive hundreds and thousands of viewers away from Formula 1. But that's probably not the best idea in the world, but never mind, it would just be quite an interesting sight to see Anthony Hamilton in thermal anyway, I reckon. I kind of think that's what he looks like out of his own eyesight. Kind of, he sees everything in thermal, just stares straight through it.
He is the predator.
He is the predator. He is the predator of Formula One. He looks at people and he takes them out, and then they probably crash on the circuit, and it's all Anthony Hamilton's fault and that woman's fault, I've got to say as well. Just, I don't know why it's her fault. I just like blaming her. Another idea I've got for the button is to unleash an EJ question upon the world. Again, that's probably a bad idea because it could take up the entire 2-hour race if Eddie Jordan unleashed another question. But, you know, maybe the FOM want to do that. You know, they like ruining most of the races for us half the time. So the last idea for the button is, I mean, this is the best one, I'm thinking. I'd love to see this happen. I really would really want to see this happen. It's called the pit radio button. What it is, it'll make a song appear on the driving wheel of a driver, and it's his job to sing the chorus of that song to get a bonus point in the championship. So, it'll come up something like, I don't know, any old song, it'll come on his steering wheel in front of him, it'll say the name of the song, and then it'll be his job on the pit radio, once Morris Hamilton stops interrupting it, of course, to sing the chorus of that song, and if the stewards deem that's good enough, it could go to an appeal for all I know, I don't know. If they deem it's good enough, then they get a point in the championship. Job done. So you could get Fittichella singing along to ABBA, you could get Barrichello singing along to, I don't know, some heavy metal band. It really could change the pit radio as we know it, and I think I'd love to see it happen. But yeah, that's the button. I reckon that's an idea that needs to happen, just as a pit radio thing, to be honest. Another Formula 1 idea I've got. Cutting costs. Of course, we need to cut costs, obviously, because paying £2.50 for a Mars bar is totally unacceptable. So, the best way to reduce costs at the moment, I'd say, is instead of carbon fiber cars and all this aerodynamics, neurodynamics, blogodynamics stuff, I don't know, replace the cars with yellow, the red and yellow buggies you get from Toys R Us. Simple. They cost about 50p. You can get every single car driving them. And it's suited for the young drivers, like Nelson Piquet. Well, it's not suited for him anymore because he's too busy cheating. But it's suited for the younger drivers, like Brendan Hartley, who's 7 years old. And, you know, people like Tim and I forgot the other name, the other one. The other guy. I forgot his name, not Heike, the other guy.
Tonio?
I don't know. Who?
Tonio.
Tonio, yeah, Tonio. I was thinking of Onion for some reason. I don't know why Onion. It's just a spelling. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, put them all in red and yellow buggy cars at about £1 each if you get from Toys R Us. That'd be about £20 to fill the grid, or £28 next year, whatever. You could sellotape the doors up so they don't come off during the race. You know, it's cutting costs amazingly. From about 50 million to about £22.76. So, it's much cheaper. Although, the worrying thing about this is that Formula Red and Yellow Buggy 1 is not as catchy. But, yeah, I'm sure they can work on it somewhere. Another idea, again, cutting costs, I should say, is a single area track. Now, what you do, get all the drivers, put them in a huge field in the middle of England, or in the middle of Europe, or in the middle of Asia, if your name's Bernie Eccleston, obviously. Put them in a big, big field, get all the drivers to go there, all the teams, and on the Formula One weekend, you call up Herman Tilger, you blindfold him, turn him around twice, and then he'll draw out the track, and then that'll be the track. And then they get Alex Andronov's hat, put all the names of the countries in there, take out the country, and that'll be the country Grand Prix. And the whole turn, closing your eyes and turning around, that's obviously copyrighted as the Herman Tilger method of creating tracks. So obviously we need Herman Tilger to do that, because no one else can do his really bad method of creating tracks, it seems. But it saves costs. The track can be laid out using traffic cones. That would be much easier and quite fun as well. You could have arrow signs pointing where to go in the big field, and the fan base at home would be even more annoyed at Formula One than we are at the moment. So yeah, it'd be perfect for the FIA. It'd be perfect for Max, because it would make people hate him even more. It'd be a good idea, right? I'd love to see that. Oh, I don't know. It'd be a good idea just to see people hate Max even more before he goes. So, you know, who knows? The last example I've got here, I'm going to have to explain this because I don't think many people have heard of it. It's called Formula One Politics Insult Fighting. It's already sounding cool. I just like the name. But what it is, it's based on something from the Monkey Island games, from the old Monkey Island games, where you had two pirates fighting each other with insults. You'd have one pirate giving an insult, and you'd have another pirate responding with a witty reply that kind of goes with the insult. Between this, we could have the FIA and FODA insulting each other instead of going through all these ridiculous courtrooms and everything. So what we could do is, I've got a few examples here of how we could do this. Here's an example from Monkey Island, actually. The pirate would say, "I've got a scar on my face during this mighty struggle," and the reply would be, "I hope now you've learned to stop picking your nose." See, some kind of witty reply that goes with the insult. So the FIA and FODA, I've got a few for FODA, and I've got a few for the FIA. So FODA would say, "A chimpanzee could run Formula One better than you lot." The FIA could reply, "It's okay to be jealous of an animal smarter than yourselves." FODA could say, "Even our grannies want us to change Formula One." FIA reply, "Is that before or after they've changed your nappies?" FODA could say, "Our intelligence vastly outweighs anything you throw at us in an argument." And the FIA could reply, "I see. Well, the moment you start using that intelligence, please do let us know." As for the FIA, swapping it around now, the FIA could insult with, "Your stupid demands make it hard for us to see an outcome for Formula One." FODA could reply, "Can we suggest new opticians for all of you guys?" The FIA could insult with, "If you break away from us, then your new sport will be a joke." FODA could reply with, "The only joke in our breakaway is the one making fun of you." And the final one I've got here, the FIA insulting with, "Nothing you can ever do will make us step down from our position." And the FODA reply, "Well, we'll make sure the steer lists are installed next time we meet then." So, yeah, that's my ideas for Formula One. Instead of courtroom battles, we should just have them insulting each other like that. It'd be far more entertaining, of course, I reckon. If anyone else has got ideas in the comments, please do send me some in Twitter or on the comments, and I'll read them out because I can read, obviously. If I couldn't read, that would be completely pointless. So,
How do you decide who wins the insults battle?
Well, if the other side can't think of a good if the other side can't think of a good reply, then they lose. They lose the battle, and whoever insulted wins.
Good.
It's got to be witty enough as well for everyone to like it, and for the BBC to misreport it, of course.
Who would you assign in photo to be the person throwing the insults?
See, I would have said Flav, but he kind of cheated his way out of it, so I don't know. In photo, I'd probably have. I don't know about that. I really don't know. I haven't thought about that.
There isn't anyone left anymore, is there?
Is Stefano, he would be good because he often can't think of the words. So he's like, what is that phrase? So he'd have to ask someone else. That might be quite fun.
Every single question would have for sure, though. That's the thing. It would be like, oh, we are better than you for sure. So I don't know. If anyone else in the comments thinks of who could insult for Foda and an example maybe, then please do say. And I'll read it out, of course. The next thing I was going to talk about is the BBC. I love the BBC, except for two areas. You can see where this is going, can't you? There's two parts of the BBC coverage that really annoy me. Number one, Jonathan Ledyard. Number two, Eddie Jordan. Number three, the two combined. But yeah, they haven't done that yet, thank God. But yeah, Jonathan Ledyard, we all know how annoying he is. He is unbelievably annoying, just to use the kind of way he talks. He's got just the way he talks, and he's done Formula One for 8 years on Radio 5 Live until they replaced him with the Dream Team, of course, the best commentary team in Formula One, in Andon Croft. I said the other day, that's like replacing cheese with gold or something. It's just ridiculous. How can you put Jonathan Ledyard on Formula One when he's so bad? It's like watching Sesame Street. It's like you put on BBC One and it's like, today's Grand Prix is brought to you by the letter B. B stands for Barrichello. B also stands for boring, the epitome of my commentary. It's so annoying, it's just the way he speaks. And you said on the debrief, Mr. C, on the weekend about the DNF thing. He had to explain what DNF meant because we totally didn't know what he means. So I'm hoping next week, fingers crossed, at Singapore, he explains to me what Q2 means, because I've got a feeling it might be between Q1 and Q3, but I'm not sure. So I'm hoping Mr. Ledyard clears that up for me, because I'm really confused by the idea of Q2. But yeah, it's been all year. He's slowly getting on my nerves. Yeah. Oh, sorry, that was weird. My laptop kind of went all funny. I think the screensaver came on and it kind of closed everything down.
Carry on.
Right, and where was I? Jonathan Ledyard? Oh God, Jonathan Ledyard.
I think the spirit of Jonathan Ledyard came down.
Yes,
and put you off.
He interrupted my speech like he interrupts his own speech. That's another thing he's amazing at doing. He can interrupt himself. He'll be saying something. He'll be like, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, there's something on the track. Oh, nope, it's a corner. And it's like... at the start of the race, before he explains everything, it's like he's got to have his own poem of... It's like when it starts up, he'll say something like, Spa in Belgium... near France. It's like, yes, well done. Good for you. You know geography. Woo! Obviously, the other part of the BBC that annoys me personally is Eddie Jordan. And I've got here on my notes, Eddie Jordan. Ugh. Because I couldn't even think of anything to write down on my notes because he is so annoying. It's just quite like, I've wrote down an essay question that he would probably give. So... this is the type of thing Eddie Jordan would say on a normal weekend. Stefano, I realise that this weekend is very important for Ferrari, but 56 days ago, it was my birthday. A day I invented when I was born on that day. Jordan F1, a team that I was right in inventing, as it made a worldwide phenomenon out of the word Jordan, not to mention when I invented the colour yellow for our brand. And... Of course, these things that I all created alongside the creation of the internet, Ringo Starr and remote controls. And of course, Jordan F1 were part of the grid when Ferrari won a race on this racetrack in 1964, a racetrack I created before I was even born. But of course, my question is, how is Felipe doing? That's the type of thing that EJ does. We have this really, really, really long, drawn-out sentence of absolute nothingness. And then at the end, we get the little thing that says... oh, you're looking forward to the race?
Do we know if Jordan's taken credit for Katie Price yet?
It's funny you mention that because I've got a list here of things that Eddie Jordan has created. So I researched it and Eddie Jordan has created the internet, Ringo Starr, Jordan F1, Jordan Katie Price, the country Jordan, Jordan, F1, Jordan F1 in the comments, remote controls, Herman Tilger, Nintendo, jeans, yogurts, bad fashion sense, the colour yellow, Bernie Ecclestone's wig, the Ford Mondeo, Strictly Come Dancing, the character Big Ears from Noddy, the iPod EJ come into iPods worldwide in 2010, probably, Beards, Stupidity, and Canals. That's every single thing that EJ has created. I researched it on the internet, and if it's on the internet, it's 100% true. He also claims to have created pandas, but I fought for Christine's sanity, and just so I don't get attacked over the internet, I've left that up. So that's always... So yes, it's. I'm telling you, EJ did create them, and he said so, so it's got to be true, like I say. And it's on the internet, so it's like even more real. But the one last thing I wanted to talk about, I've got, what, 10 minutes? 5-10 minutes left, is... that Formula One... Oh, no, actually, no. I want to talk about Kimi Raikkonen a minute before I go. Kimi Raikkonen has the best conference, press conferences ever. I know we've talked about it in the comments before, but I was watching the Monza one the other day, and we had... was it Peter Windsor was asking him questions at Monza? It was Peter Windsor, wasn't it?
It was.
James Allen. Yeah. Peter Windsor was saying, oh, Kimi, this is your fourth thing in a row, blah, blah, blah. How do you feel? And all I heard, the response was, That is all I hear when Kimi Raikkonen speaks now. He does not say words. He just makes the same noise over and over. It's like, oh, Kimi, how do you think you did this weekend? Oh, I think that I did well, and I think that we are going to do well for the Grand Prix next week, and I don't know what I'm doing. That is all he says. He just says one long, strong word in the same monotone voice. And it's really distracting me now, because you get first place, who's obviously Jensen after time, because he's so happy to be there, or Rubens, as we found out for the last few races. Second place, we'll have Vettel or Rubens or so on. And every single race at the moment, we seem to be getting Kimi Raikkonen in third place, making the same statement every week. Because he's just saying one word that's drawn out, and it's like, oh, really distracting.
Is he actually talking in Morse code?
He is talking in Morse code. He's given some kind of message to Felipe to get back as soon as possible. He's like, I can assume in Finnish that means, can you go to the ice cream parlor and get me a magnum? I'm assuming that's what it means anyway. Right, of course, next month we've got Ari Vatanen versus Jean Todd. I like Todd. But yeah, of course, they're obviously going for the presidency, as we've all been reminded about constantly over the past few months, because politics has kind of eaten us alive in Formula One at times. But the thing is, they should release this statement of presidency with like a really childish playground type thing. Oh, talking about playground, have you all tried the side podcast Playground? It's really good. Anyway, I just wanted to get that in there quickly. I've got to state, I can imagine how if Ari Vatanen was 6 years old and on, I've just looked in the comments and seen I've made Kimi Raikkonen sound like the crazy frog. That's really terrifying. Anyway, Ari's statement, if he was 6 years old and he was given a presidency statement, it would go something like this.
Hello everyone, my name is Ari Vatanen and I really want to be president. I'm a really, really nice guy and I want to do really nice things and everyone will like me and I'll open tuck shops at the races and we'll have fun and I'll be nice to everyone. Thank you very much. My name is Ari Vatanen. In comparison to Jean Todt's statement, which would be, vote for me.
Pretty sure that's actually real statement. I wouldn't be surprised if it is, to be honest. So I should really stop having a screensaver coming on.
You sound a really long way away.
I did. I went like to
there you go.
I went to have my dinner again. Yeah, it's if Formula One was like a playground, what kind of thing do you reckon they would have? What do you think we would have? All these, like, you would have people walking around saying, "I'm telling off you dirty kangaroo," or something like that. Or do you reckon we would have all these little fights in the middle and someone running to the teacher crying at the end of a race saying that we should obviously have an appeal? I don't know. There's a few different ideas we can have. I'm just going through the comments now at the moment. I'm looking for the pirate insults. I've got one from Alex here, Fota, saying, "We don't need your stinking organisation." The FIA responding with, "Let us know when you agree for long enough they can decide on anything." It's very true. There's something strangely true about that, actually. Another one from Alex, Fota, "The most toothless organisation in the world." Fota reply with, "At least we remember which rules we made up." Ooh, that's quite harsh.
Harsh but fair.
Some of these are quite good. Unless I'm missing any else, I can't see any more unless I'm going mad. I think I'm going mad. If I've missed anyone out, I'm really, really sorry. Please don't hurt me. I've looked for comments. I'm just going to check on Twitter. Ah, yes. Oh, no, right. I've talked about that. Sorry, I'm going mad. I think that's everything I've got to talk about today.
That's awesome, sir. That's live lovely. Formula One humour. Love it.
There you go.
Live. That was 407% live. I researched it. Much like I researched the EJ invention.
I heard Eddie invented live Formula One humour, and you're just borrowing the idea from him.
That's a ridiculous statement.
Cheers, Lukey.
Cheers. Thank you very much.